Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right, here we go. It is week six, and we are talking praise progress. So that is our simple truth of the week, and this is a impactful one. I would say it's a substantially impactful simple truth. So again, praise progress. Well, what does that mean? What does that look like? How do we praise progress without seeming overbearing? Okay, these are some big questions, so let's break these down. So what are we talking about when we are looking at this idea of praising progress? Well, if we go to our simple truth, what Blanchard and Connolly tell us, when a direct report is making headway on a goal or beginning to learn a task, it is important for you as a leader to praise their progress. It lets them know they are on the right track and gives them the confidence they need to keep working toward their goal. If you hold back and wait until they accomplish the goal or complete the task before praising them, the person may lose momentum because you seem to care only about the end result. All right, spot on. And this is great advice. But I want to unpack a couple things in here. So when we have somebody who's making headway on a goal or beginning to learn a task, and again, I want to just offer this as a reminder, the simple truths of leadership are not only for positional leaders. So think about those that you work with. Maybe you've got a peer that's taking on a big project. Maybe there's a project group you're a part of, and this leader is, maybe it's their first time leading a group. Maybe it's your first time leading a group. Regardless, there are a lot of situations in which we can leverage this simple truth of praising progress. Now, within this definition and overview that Blanchard and Connolly give us is a connection to an important model. And this model that was written by LaFasto and Larson talks about how do we get our people to commitment? So commitment to the organization, commitment to our vision, commitment to living our values. And in order to do that, we must do three things. Really, it's two, but the third one is just as important. And I'll tell you that you heard all three of these within the description I just gave you. So the first one is clarity. Now, clarity is a foundational skill. And what I mean by that is easily 98% of the time when I'm working with leaders, working with teams, working with organizations, communication is something that emerges as an issue. Communication is easy to identify as a development area, but it's really difficult to fix. And, you know, that's because we all have different perspectives. I mean, what makes a great communicator? Ask that question and you're going to get all these different answers. It's not about being right or wrong, but what we learn is that, again, we all have different perspectives around what good communication is. So let's say we're working on a new project or we've got a new task that we're learning. The first thing that we want to do is be very clear. What does this look like? What does it mean? What does success look like? And if you don't know, collaborate with your peer on what do we think success will look like? How will we know we've been successful? How will we know we've completed this project? Some of these questions may seem basic, or they may seem like, why would I ask that? But the reality is, we have to be careful not to let our assumptions guide our thinking. So we all make assumptions as to whether or not something is good or bad, right or wrong. That's not what this is about. What we're talking about is making sure that we're intentional with our communication. That we are being clear as to, you know, here's what to do when we run into a roadblock. Here's how you will know that we're on the right track. Because if we don't give that information, we are leaving the answer up to an assumption. So for example, let's say I'm working on a new project and I ask my supervisor, hey, what does success look like? And they tell me, I don't know, we'll figure it out when we get there. Okay, Now, me personally, I'm game. I'm willing to dive in. But the reality is, there's going to come a point to where I'm like, what am I doing? Is this really the right way I should be doing this? And there's going to come a point where I'm guessing, I'm hoping, man, you know, when I check in and I show them my progress, I really hope this is right. Let's take the guesswork out of it. And we can take the guesswork out by praising progress, by being clear. Because when we're clear, we then can move into confidence. Confidence, as I like to phrase it, is let's take the guesswork out of it. I want my peers, I want my team members to be confident in the work. I don't want to hear phrases such as, ooh, I don't know what Randy's going to say when I submit this. Are they going to be mad? Are they going to be happy? Have I met the mark? I don't know. When we hear those statements within our teams, those are markers that say, we're not clear enough. We really need to take that time to be clear. I want to answer any questions. It's not right or wrong. We all need reminding. We move at such a fast pace of change, we all need reminding. And this is why a lot of times we'll say to leaders, your main role is to be the chief reminding officer. And one of the things that we can do to help our employees get to this confidence is praise progress. When our team members are hitting different steps or they're hitting different milestones, call it out, acknowledge it. Because again, when we are clear with our communication, we're able to function with confidence, it is then that we're able to get to commitment. So, clear on the messaging builds the confidence within the employees, which then gives them the commitment to the team, to the mission, to the purpose, to the vision, fill in the blank. And you can apply this into a number of different situations. But again, the impact that praising progress can have is substantial. So, let's talk about how do we do that? Again, accentuating the positive motivates learners. So we want to, again, according to Blanchard, we want to praise people when you catch them doing something right. And if you remember, simple truth number five is the key to developing people is to catch them doing something right. Listen, we're not perfect. All of us are not perfect. We make mistakes. If I see someone who's doing something that's not in alignment with the desired outcome, we owe it to them to say something sooner rather than later. Why wait? Because what motivation or what are you going to get if we get to the end and then you say, yeah, I could have told you that like a week ago? Why wouldn't we? If we want to be able to build cultures of teamwork, of collaboration, to gain peak effectiveness, we have to be willing to call things out as it happens. Praising progress may simply be, I appreciate you allowing me to call this out and the fact that we can have a productive dialogue with that. So when we talk about praising progress, it can look like a lot of different things. Now, there's some pros and cons of praise that I want to go over, and then I want to give you what are some strategies? What are some things that you can do? So we have two prompts this week in our playbook. And the first one is, what's wrong waiting until people do something exactly right before you praise them? What issues do you see? If you're aiming for perfection and you won't praise them until they've hit perfection, what issues do you see with that? The second prompt then is to write about the advantages of praising progress. Now, again, you can have some fun with this and we can go a little extreme like, hey, I want to thank you. I want to praise you for coming in today. Yeah, that's not really what we're talking about here, but we all have different challenges. We all work with different individuals, right? And so I think it's important for us to be able to, when we see it, when we catch people doing something right, simple truth number five, then praise their progress. And if they're not doing it right, call it out. hey, listen, I know you're working towards this direction, but how is that going to help us get to this end result? So, what are some strategies? Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the things that we've been working on within our office is kind of refreshing a list. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to work with a lady whose name is Megan Watt. And in fact, be paying attention because in future podcast episodes, Megan is going to be making an appearance. We put together a list, the top 50 ways you can recognize and reward employees with little to no money. We were working in a state agency at the time. We didn't have a budget set aside to be able to recognize and reward. So we put together a list. Now, we've gone through a few things, such as, I don't know, a pandemic. And when I look at those 50, it's good. It's a good list. It still very much fits. But we thought, Megan and I thought, let's update it. Let's refresh it. Let's see what we can get. So if you're on LinkedIn, I would encourage you, look for me, connect with me, because I've got a post out there where I'm looking for ideas. What are the best ways that we can recognize or reward our employees with little to no cost? Now, of course, Randy Connolly came through and gave us some amazing suggestions, and I want to go through some of these. So the first thing you can do is, and again, you have to put yourself in whatever position. Some of these are going to apply, some of them might not. So the first one is let them leave work early. You know, again, we may not all have the power, we may not all have the authority to be able to do that, but you know what? If you're able to do it, hey, you get to lunch, you did an awesome job this last week or over the last month. Go ahead and take the afternoon off. It's on us, right? Little things like that can mean the world to individuals. All right, number two, leave a thank you voice message. This is a little bit different, right? Leave a thank you voicemail message. We talk a lot about thank you cards, and I'm a big fan of thank you cards, being able to actually tell somebody, hey, thank you, but you could also leave a voicemail and just say, hey, I really wanted to thank you. I wanted to praise you for the work that you're doing. It's really having a positive impact. Number three, you can do a potluck, right? You don't have to take the team out, as Randy says. You can do it right there. One of my all-time favorite stories is about a nacho cheese bar. If you want to know more, let me know, because it'll come up. But nacho cheese bars are pretty awesome. All right. We can give a small token of appreciation, right? Maybe it's a memento. Maybe it's something that might cost you a couple dollars here or there, right? But little things, you know, you can do things like, and I'm reading specifically what Randy says, you can write him a note that says you've got the right stuff, and maybe there's a pen attached. Or you can do Lifesavers candies with a little note saying, you're a whole lot of fun. Or other cheesy, somewhat corny things like, I've had people tell me years later how much it meant to them. So little things, right? You can have some fun with it. We had years ago, when I worked for an agency, we had a frog that I swear someone just left behind. Or no, maybe it was a pig. It was one of those. It was either a frog or a pig. I think the frogs were at a different agency, but like someone left it behind. And so we turned it into a traveling award. Yeah, I mean, it's something like that that you can really have some fun with, right? You can go up a couple levels and have a supervisor, a boss, an executive praise and recognize an employee. You can hold an impromptu meeting to call out individuals. Maybe you do a popsicle thing. Hey, everyone, we're going to meet in 10 minutes. Years ago, I had a boss that did this. He came around and said, hey, everyone, I need you in the meeting room at 3 o'clock. And when we came in, he had gone to McDonald's and bought a bunch of those little ice cream sundaes. Yes, their ice cream machine was working, but he bought a bunch of these little like dollar ice cream sundaes, and we all just chatted. We had ice cream together, and it was again something simple. You can again reach out, call someone, give them shake someone's hand, right? Give them a high five, say thank you, send a note. Little things like this can really help us praise the progress and praise others. So, Try it this week. Here's our lesson that Randy Connolly and Ken Blanchard give us. Schedule several one-on-one meetings or check in with your peers to talk about any progress that they've been making. When you praise them, what reactions do you get? So again, if you remember last week, I asked you to be writing down three situations where you can catch someone doing something right. Now, this week, I want you to identify situations where you can praise those around you for the work that they are doing. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.